My beloveds, today we've welcomed 11 new members into our Chalice family. What a great gift. And these wonderful new people bring so much life experience, curiosity, openness, and a heart's calling to our faith. And it's a reminder that what we're doing here matters, not just for today, but for the long arc of our human lives. And so it feels like an important moment to ask the underlying question beneath every religion and organization: why should we exist? And why does Unitarian Universalism matter, especially now? So we live in a moment, as you well know, when societies are becoming more secular and more polarized. People are leaving traditional religion in droves, yet their hunger for meaning and community has not left them. Some are turning towards fundamentalism to give them guidance, but that comes with a lot of strings attached. And people are hungry for authentic connection and purpose in life, and we're surrounded by noise, yet we're starving for depth. And many feel connected online, yet alone in their hearts. So in this time of increasing isolation, stress, fear, and deconstruction, what we offer is significant, I think. In fact, I'd venture to say that what we offer is essential for a whole and fulfilling life. We offer healing. We bring hope. We invite growth and transformation, and we provide purpose. I'll never forget the many people I've met over the years who've told me that finding a UU congregation literally saved their lives. Some were despairing and alone. Some were addicts. Some found this life just too painful. And some knew there had to be something more. And in many ways, it was like that for me. I went from feeling lost and alone, unlovable, and at sea in my life, to discovering meaning, purpose, and loving community. So this morning, I want to share why Unitarian Universalism needs not only to survive, but it deserves to flourish. And why it matters that we not only maintain this faith and this congregation, but that we work ardently to share it. And I have 8 specific reasons for this. And the first one is, people keep coming through our doors, right? Because they're searching for something. Some arrive timidly, sometimes with tears streaming down their faces, grieving a loss, seeking to heal from a painful religious past, exhausted by life, politics, materialism, and hungry for a spiritual home, looking for a community with integrity and kindness, where they can feel safe to be themselves, or find a home for their children to be raised among people who actually model the values and wisdom they want for them to learn. And other times, people walk in practically glowing, almost skipping down the aisle because they can't believe a community like this exists. I've heard people whisper, "I thought I was alone and couldn't be accepted in a church. But you're exactly what I've been looking for." And we have folks like that in our new member group. That moment when someone realizes that they're no longer alone and that they can truly be themselves in a spiritual community is sacred. Our welcome is not performative. It's not conditional. It's not temporary. It's rooted in something rare and precious, a belief that every person who walks through our doors carries inherent dignity and worth and has something precious to share with us, right? A belief that your story belongs, your questions belong, your doubts belong, your grief belongs, your joy belongs, your identity belongs, your children belong, and you matter. Now, where else can you find that? As I was writing this sermon, I was like, oh my gosh, I just didn't even realize how amazing we are, you know? I remember when I first arrived at the Unitarian Society of Santa Barbara, I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop, for these people to be, well, human and become mean or exclusionary. Anyone else thought that when they first came? But the shoe never did drop. And that's why I'm standing before you as a minister in this faith. People keep coming because we offer something that the world has forgotten how to give. Consistent love and a wide welcome. Secondly, we offer community in a lonely and polarized world. Loneliness has become a defining wound of our time. And polarization has become its cruel companion. People long for places where they aren't just reduced to their opinions, where they can disagree without being dismissed or attacked, where they can show up as real humans, not caricatures of us and them. Here at Chalice, we practice a different kind of community. We hold complexity. And you'll experience that in our Israel-Palestine-Gaza conversations, right? We learn to disagree and stay in relationship without dehumanizing one another. We listen deeply. And you may have experienced that in one of our grateful gathering circles or during our check-ins. And we don't seek for easy answers. Because really, there aren't a lot of easy answers, especially now. We make room for the fullness of one another's lives and strive to remain open and curious to difference. And we extend our arms to all people of goodwill, no matter your gender identity, your sexual preference, your race, your color, your class, or your ability. And that is pretty countercultural these days. Our sanctuary isn't grand, but our welcome is, right? And right now, communities like ours are not just nice. They're necessary for people's soul survival. They're invaluable to keep hope alive at this time. And they're vital for raising our children who will keep this planet going. I'm looking at a great one right there. Hi, Pastor. Unitarian Universalism, thirdly, offers us freedom. Now, I don't know about you, but I found I could finally be free to be myself, not have to compromise my beliefs and values, and I could still be on a spiritual path. Anyone else feel that? As a lifetime seeker, I found so many near misses among other religions, beautiful spiritual paths where I always felt a little inauthentic and like I had to subscribe to something that wasn't truly me. But when I found Unitarian Universalism, I didn't even know how much I'd been stifling my questions and my discomfort with doctrine or established norms. I didn't know how I'd suppressed my longing for a faith that could hold all of the complexity of the human heart, of history and religion. And then I walked into a Unitarian Universalist community, and I found I could breathe. For the first time, I could simply be me. I could be curious, restless, wondering, doubting, seeking and learning, and ever growing I didn't have to pretend anymore. I didn't have to hide my doubts. And I didn't have to fit into a theological box that never really fit to begin with. And I didn't have to subscribe to someone else's answers. I got to find my own within the container of a loving spiritual community. And the same is true for all of you. I discovered that questions were not a failure of faith. They were a doorway into deeper truth. I discovered that doubt was not a sin. It was a sign of an honest living faith, of being human and trying to figure out this mystery of life. And I discovered that the wisdom of many traditions could actually live together in one heart, in one community, without contradicting each other. Who knew? And that was freedom. And I've never looked back. Fourthly, we are one of the few faiths that can speak to both the secular and the spiritual. At Chalice, we have atheists and Buddhists, Christians, Jews and pagans, mystics and humanists, scientists and seekers, all sitting next to each other. And we all fit. Isn't that strange? We fit because our faith doesn't demand uniformity. It celebrates pluralism. It celebrates free thinking. It honors science as well as the mystery. We believe truth is too vast for any one tradition to contain, and we believe the journey is more important than the destination. Now, I know that this might cause some critics to question our validity as a religion, but in a global pluralistic world, this is actually a profound and rare gift, isn't it? The wise elder, author, and monk Richard Rohr says in his book, The Universal Christ, "The essential function of religion is to radically reconnect us with everything." And the Latin religio means to re-ligament or reconnect. It is to help us see the world and ourselves in wholeness and not just in parts. So think of our religion as embracing wholeness. And speaking of wholeness, for our fifth point, this faith makes us better, kinder, and more loving humans. And I don't say that lightly. Being a Unitarian Universalist has made me kinder. It's made me more patient, more aware of my blind spots, more willing to listen and be open-hearted, more willing to grow and transform, more willing to do good even when no one's looking, and more willing to forgive and trust in a greater order of life. Does anyone else recognize any of those things? I see that in all of you. This community practices kindness in ways that actually astonish me. The person who sits at the bedside of a sick Chalice friend in the middle of the night. The person that puts out our signs every week and our name tags and gets everything set up here. The casseroles that appear without fanfare. The kids that leap in to help with our manna collection so proudly. The hands raised when someone needs help moving house or getting a ride to doctors. The vigils outside detention centers and when anyone is being mistreated. The thousands that we raise for needy organizations every year. The music that lifts our spirits, the cards, the calls, the meal trains, and unexpected gestures of care. This is not accidental. This is what our faith cultivates. We are shaped by a tradition that says we side with love. And love is not a doctrine. It's a daily practice. It's kindness and compassion that are not optional. They are a path. And justice is not abstract. It is how to put love into action in our lives. Our faith creates people the world desperately needs and helps us to practice together and strengthen these skills in community, right? Six, we cultivate justice with compassion and courage. We are living through such turbulent times, my friends, with growing authoritarianism, the climate crisis and natural disasters, wars and violence, forced migration, rising inequality, and threats to democracy. But our justice work isn't fueled by anger or despair alone. It is also fueled by compassion, by the moral vision that every person is worthy of love, by the conviction that we are interdependent, bound up in one another's flourishing, by the knowledge that our beautiful planet's care is a reflection of our own heart's evolution. So we encourage people to show up, to speak up, to act, to open our doors to like-minded organizations, not to be perfect, but to be faithful to love and what it calls us to do. And our world needs that kind of courage. Our world needs that kind of love in action because we need to shine that light during this time of darkness. Seven, we practice moral clarity rooted in love, not ideology. The world is full of shouting, hatred, and strange certainties. People cling to their tribes for security, even when it shrinks their hearts. But Unitarian Universalism asks something far more courageous from us. It asks us to choose love, to choose growth, to choose curiosity, and choose humanity's well-being. And that is hard. It is countercultural right now, but it is transformational. And it reminds us that complexity is not a threat. It is the very nature of reality. And love? Love is the compass that guides us through it, right? And finally, beloveds, we give people a place to practice being human, a place to grieve, a place to celebrate, a place to let your guard down, make mistakes, and still be loved. A place to question, a place to grow, a place to raise children with values, a place to bring your heartbreak and your hope, a place to be held, and a place to be transformed. Try finding that on social media. Try finding that in politics. Try finding that pretty much anywhere else, but certainly in many religious traditions. This community, this faith allows people to be fully human and loved in the process. So I think you might get a sense now of why Unitarian Universalism matters, do you? Because in a fractured world, we offer wholeness. In a lonely world, we offer belonging. In a polarized world, we offer kindness. In a dogmatic world, we offer freedom. In a disenchanted world, we offer meaning. In an unjust world, we offer justice and equity. In a cynical world, we offer hope. And in a fearful world, we offer love. People keep coming through our doors, searching for exactly what we provide. And this faith gave me and so many of you freedom, authenticity, and a path of real spiritual growth. This faith makes us better, more generous, more caring humans, and the world urgently needs people like that. So, my beloveds, I want you to realize this is not just another religion or a social club or a community. It is a gift desperately needed by our neighbors, our nation, and our world. So let us not hide this gift. Let's not just keep it to ourselves. Let us extend our welcome widely. Let us invite those who are searching for a place like this, even if they don't yet know such a place exists or that they need it. And there are probably millions out there like that. So invite us to live our UU values boldly, humbly, and lovingly. Let us be a beacon in a world that needs light. And as we sang earlier, be ours a religion which, like sunshine, goes everywhere. For Unitarian Universalism matters, my friends. It matters deeply. Can I hear a yes?
Yes.
And we, you and I, this Chalice community, we are its stewards. So I invite you to join me in caring for and sharing our faith, because you never know whose life you might save. May it be so.